28 days, Bobby. 28 days. Richard was the only person who occupied my world. If I ate, it was because he brought me food. If I drank, it was because he deigned to give me water. He sat beside me. He laid on top of me. He fucked me, holding my head between his massive hands and screaming at me not to turn away. To this day, I can picture his face as he stared out the car window. I can see him, haloed by the light, each time he appeared at the opening of my prison, and I knew I'd finally get fed. I remember how he looked by the glow of the lantern light, sleeping just like a baby, my wrist tied to his, so I couldn't escape. There is no doubt in my mind that Richard Umbrio kidnapped me 27 years ago, and there is no doubt in my mind that each and every day I'm thankful that I stuck the barrel of the gun inside his mouth and blew out his brains. Carson, the attorney, grew wide-eyed at the end of his client's statement. Bobby, however, merely nodded. He reached across the table, snapped off the recorder. "All right, Kat," he said quietly. "Then you tell us. If Richard Umbrio went to prison in 81, then who was left to build an even larger underground pit at the site of an old lunatic asylum? Who kidnapped 6 more girls and stuck them beneath the earth?" "I don't know. And honestly, I'm a little offended that you think I do." "We have to ask you, Kat. You're as close to Umbrio as we're gonna get." That clearly pissed her off. This time she did push away from the table, rising to her feet. "I believe we're done here. You were alone with him in the hallway," Bobby continued relentlessly. "He talked to you in the hotel suite. Did he mention a friend, a pen pal, someone he met while in prison? He mentioned exactly how he was going to kill me. What about Nathan? Richard kidnapped him first, maybe while they were alone. You leave my son out of this." 6 dead girls, Catherine. 6 girls who didn't make it up out of the dark. God damn you! We need to know. You have to tell us. If Richard had a friend, an accomplice, a mentor, we have to know." Catherine was breathing hard now, her eyes locked on Bobby's. For an instant, I wasn't sure what she was going to do. Scream? Slap him across the face? She placed her hands on the edge of the table. She leaned forward until she and Bobby were nearly nose to nose. "Richard Umbrio had nothing to do with your crime scene. He was in prison, and while he was a homicidal son of a bitch, he was also, blessedly for your purposes, a loner. He had no friends, no accomplices. Once and for all, we are done here. Any other questions you have can be delivered to my attorney. Carson?" Carson obediently whipped out business cards. Catherine straightened. "Now, if you'll excuse us, Annabelle, or Tanya, or whatever her name is, and I have business to attend to." "We do?" I spoke up rather stupidly. "Wait a minute," Bobby started. "Absolutely not," Dee Dee echoed, rising from the table. It was the very vehemence of their response, its implied possessiveness, that made me follow Catherine. "Don't worry, darlings," our hostess tossed over her shoulder at Bobby and Dee Dee. "I'll have her back before midnight." She shut the library doors behind us and headed down the hall. "Where are we going?" I asked, having to hustle to keep up. "Oh, honey, obviously, I'm taking you shopping,"